gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy. L, he felt like what he had to do was more important than being on the show today. Corey, she felt like going to New York was more important than being on the show today. So it would be just me. But I had to call in the homies from the Music Jones podcast. Let me wait. Let me see where they at. There we go. Jones and the homie Wally.
Yo.
Wally June. What's up, fellas?
Yo. What's happening?
Y'all boy, why y'all looking nervous?
Hey, man. I ain't potted in a while.
It's a top-notch pod, too.
And, you know, my first time being back on a pod in like a month. And
really?
Feel like a month. Yeah, I come straight to DJ Blaze.
Shit.
Right.
Hey.
A little nervous,
how
man.
How come y'all always have on hip-hop paraphernalia? I just noticed you got the Biz Markie shirt on.
Absolutely. I try to represent a little bit.
Yeah.
I see it. Yeah. Y'all t-shirt game is impeccable.
Hey, and that album right there was dope.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Make the music with your mouth. Yeah. And,
is that the one with
Vapors?
Oh, okay. How about what's the Just a Friend that ain't on there?
No, that's later. No.
That's later?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Shout out to you and your music knowledge.
Yeah.
He owned it, man.
Yeah.
I think that was like 90.
So how y'all boys been?
We good, brother. I'm good. Had a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Kid just graduated. And he was in a Kappa Battalion thing that we had to be a part of. So.
Kappa?
Yeah, so I'm not a Kappa. It's just a program.
Him.
Yeah, he ain't even he told a dude, dudes asked him when he went to college, was he gonna, you know, think about pledging. He told me, I'm Omega at heart.
Really?
Like, real shit. Yeah. I said, boy, you's a fool.
He wanted
even
to do
these
the dance.
Boys sponsors of
he just wanted to do the Kappa dance.
No, he just wanted to do,
wanted to do the mega dance.
Oh,
yeah, he just want to jump around like a dog. Yeah,
like a dog.
But you know, been good, man.
He might still wind up being a Kappa.
I doubt it.
Your pretty boy influence is too strong.
I ain't a Kappa though.
You ain't though, but you got a lot of Kappa homies.
I do. I absolutely do. Yeah. I got a lot of Omega homies too, though.
Yeah,
my homies from my housemate when I was in college before Renz moved in.
Uh huh.
My first housemate Hamill, he Omega, his best friend. Like I used to roll with all them boys.
Mm.
Shout out to the homie Jaquan. Like, yeah, I used to be around Omegas all the time.
Shout out to the Omegas.
Yeah, man.
And the Kappas.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to the Sigmas. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah. Right. Shout out to Divine Nine.
Yeah.
Shout them out.
What up, Wally June? You still tearing up the highway in that fast ass car?
Man, trying to. Yeah. Not really though, cause just had to get some tires. Boy, I had an idiot moment a while back.
Okay.
I'm talking about straight idiot.
We here for the stores.
Man, it was terrible. So, and I piled it for about a week.
Hold on. You say you piled it for about a week?
Fuck yeah.
Well, okay, tell us this.
That shit killed me. So I went to this store, rushed to the store. I ain't had no business going to the store, none of that. Because I was chilling at home.
Mm-hmm.
Knew the store closed in about 20 minutes. But everywhere to go in Charlotte, take at least 30 might be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try it. Anyway, I get over the store closed. Bam. It's over there by Tivola.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But anyway, pull back out.
Pause.
Yeah. Right. And it's Tivola and South Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
They probably got 8-inch cement curbs, real curbs.
Oh, no.
Yes. Mm. You already know where I'm going. So what happened was, it was in the turning lane. I was turning left.
Uh-huh.
And I seen it. I usually know that curb. I didn't know it. Bam, hit that first one. Bing. And I heard it crunch. I heard it was nasty. So I'd already like.
You get that feeling in your stomach, that little sick feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to get on over so I don't get the back wheel.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I was doing all that, I heard a fire truck out of nowhere.
You got hit by a fire truck?
No, that ain't. I'm trying to get out the way now.
Okay.
So when I swerved out.
Was you sober?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the terrible part. I got home and couldn't get bent.
Nerve shot.
Yeah, I was trying hard too. I overdid it and still couldn't make it. But anyway, so when I swerved out of the way, I hit the other curb.
Wow.
Mm.
And that's the curb that hurt me. That one, like, bam.
Did it bend your own rim or whatever?
Shit, yeah.
Mm.
So I'm riding down the road. I got straight. I instantly cut the tire pressure gauges on. So I'm watching. Car, you know, I'm getting faster. Car, boom, 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 boom. So I look. It wasn't too bad, but I was like, okay, all right. Probably just the tire. Well, I'm going home. I said, well, shit, let me get on 485 and get up some speed to see if I tow something up. Fuck something up. So I got on 485, got every truck about 75.
You know what time it was.
And I wasn't on that shit on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So anyway, I got home. By the time I got home, I was like about 26 pounds.
Oh, so you still had air pressure, but your rim was just bent.
Yeah, but it was going down.
Mm.
So when I got the turn steering wheel and park it, I got up probably about 1 o'clock in the morning because it was still messing with me.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. I didn't really go to sleep, but then went outside. I seen all them cement marks.
Sick.
Mm.
Tire was on. It was
on the cement.
It was down.
Mm.
Cranked the car up. There was an egg over there. Then I went on the other side.
You had no tire pressure?
No. It's just a zero. Everything said 30, 30, 30, zero.
Shit.
Then I went on the other side. The rim was just.
Oh, so you hit rim on both sides?
Both sides.
So you had to get two rims?
Two rims.
Did you get two or you got them fixed?
Got two brand new.
Mm.
Sad part about that, I wanted new
wheels. Shout out to having disposable income. That's why I got two fucking cars. Well, I'm just parked
there. Yes.
And put the cover on it or something. I'm going to wait a couple checks so I can get this fixed.
Hey, man.
Shout out to disposable income.
And not only that,
yeah,
I need to get the Dodge fixed so I would have avoided that. But I got a Dodge sitting still too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I mean,
what kind of Dodge you got?
A Magnum.
Oh.
But yeah, I ain't had no choice, B. I was looking outside, man.
But you say you got to get something done to the Dodge too.
Yeah.
So, damn.
But yeah, I had to get them two rims, man.
Mm.
New rims.
I powdered all week.
I would have powdered too.
Yeah, I called him. He has a phone or nothing.
I was out of
it. And it was factory rims too, ain't it? Some shit's about 1,800.
22? Yeah, so, yeah. No, about 18, yeah.
About 18,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm. A piece?
No.
Just for the shit. I ain't got it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your tires was through.
But the only good part about that, I paid that stupid certification for when I get them from discount.
Uh-huh.
That way, if you want to get certs on your tires. Yes. Yeah, please. Free tire.
That's why I like going to discount.
Yeah.
That's why I like going to discount.
It paid off though, you know. So I got two front brand new tires, but I got brand new rims out my pocket.
Mm. Damn.
Yeah, that shit was suck.
But you said you wanted to get new rims anyway?
I did.
But you wanted a different set.
Yeah, I didn't want the same thing. I had to go about it. And then the thing about it, so I went back and seen a company who made the wheel. They got the wheel that I want.
Mm.
So now I got to buy.
Wait. We're not going. You ain't got to do shit. Man. You want to buy some new wheels. Yeah. Now I got to buy.
You got to buy.
I got to buy the same thing I got instead of what I want. I see what I want.
They make it
too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you ain't got the wheels yet?
Yeah, I got the. Yeah, the
But you are. Okay, I got you. Yeah. I got you.
It was terrible, man.
That was
abuse.
That's a rough.
I bought it for a week, bro.
I would too.
Bro.
I would too.
I'm talking about my phone. I don't even know if it charged up or not. Got on a video game and shot up some people. My wife looked at me. She was like, "Look at it."
Call of Duty.
Yeah. But she knew I was sick too, so she didn't even bother me. She knew it.
Damn, I'd be sick too.
Yeah.
It's a when you like if you're going through the draft and you hear that crunch of the wheel and the cement,
yes.
It's a feeling.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Especially black wheels.
Yeah.
I couldn't hide it.
I ain't never had no black. I had gray.
I'll tell you, last time I did it, I crunched on the Cane of Florence, that True East by the old studio on the corner.
On the corner?
Of Evans.
Evans and Cashel.
Yeah, you go to that teller on the right side, it got a 10-inch curb.
Oh.
And it curves in. Mm-hmm. And even if you just leave the teller and go straight, you're going to still hit it. So you got to...
It's a Wells Fargo on Irby Street. And you go in and it curved like almost like a hard right.
Yeah.
Man, Then people were standing out there when I did mine. Everybody turned around, look. I back up a teeny little bit. Just mad.
It'll piss you off.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna give him $40.
Man. Right.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do nothing?
Yeah, man, get ready to chill out, man.
But to end that off though, so mine was so messed up or whatever. I got country shit and got the blackest permanent marker I could get. Knock it down a little.
Oh,
bit,
the one when you hit at Truist.
Yeah.
So normally, you know, early in the show we talk about what we've been watching.
Okay.
I know you said you was playing Call of Duty. You watch anything?
Sporadic on Tubi, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, so you be watching them Tubi shows and movies and stuff?
Tubi stupid.
Oh.
As long as it's made in 24 or 25, I pretty much watch it.
So like all that Detroit stuff?
Yeah, Detroit sick.
Yeah.
Detroit, another thing I can say about all they BBLs, them girls perfect.
Oh, they got you, but you can tell they BBL?
Yeah, man.
Oh, you a connoisseur, I see.
Yeah, Drizzy. Them girls tough as Detroit, boy. It's tough in Detroit, man.
What about you, John? What you been watching?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah, it is the playoffs.
That's all I've been.
You want to talk about
I that's tried to watch that game last night. Who your team? Oh, Boston.
Yeah, he a Celtics fan, so he was, you know.
It really don't count.
Because Tatum got hurt.
Yeah. But we don't really know.
And New York getting smizzled right now.
I'm talking about
Indiana.
Shout out to L. I know he ain't happy right now.
He don't watch basketball.
Oh, he ain't no basketball.
No.
Okay.
He just New York.
Oh, so Yoshi the one that's mad.
Yeah, Yoshi mad.
I know Yoshi pissed right now. He at New York. He from New York. So okay. Of course he gonna be pulling for the Knicks.
So he was talking shit to me last week, dude.
Yeah, man. But yeah.
So they 3-0?
2-0.
They 2-0.
2-0. And Minnesota and 2-1. OKC 2-1.
Yeah. Minnesota beat the brakes off of OKC.
They had to come out smoking.
Yeah.
They did
because OKC been putting their foot on niggas' necks the whole playoffs. And before the playoffs started, I said they was gonna win it. I said that's why I was picking to win it all. Yeah, they just because of the way that their season ended last year, the way they came back this year, the way they played the whole regular season, and how they've been playing in the playoffs. Their defense.
I just felt like it was gonna. Do Westbrook bad? Though.
Yeah, defense, man. They defense is killing them out
real quick.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whoever wins gonna be somebody new this year.
Yeah, and that's good for the NBA.
Nah, it ain't.
Shit,
it's good for the NFL. So I was listening to one podcast.
I mean, yeah, NBA broadcasting is definitely down compared to the NFL.
So they were saying, well, no. What I'm saying, so like in the NFL, they say parity is good. Because, like, if a small market team win, that'll boost people watching it.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA, they say it's good when, like, the powerhouses win. Because people watch. They want to watch the Lakers. They want to watch Boston. They want to watch the big, you know what I'm saying? The big dogs. You know what I'm saying?
But ain't nobody want to see them losers right now because they sorry.
Yeah, but, like.
Don't even know who they are.
Like, OKC. For one, OKC jerseys trash.
Yeah. Small. Very, very small market.
Small market. Don't nobody know who they are.
Right. Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting. Because I would think, like. If another team, like if the championships be spread around, then like, you know, more people to watch because they see it win. But it was like in the NBA, different than that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I used to think like that too.
Yeah. But I don't watch pro basketball till the playoffs anyway. Really.
I used to watch all the time, but I don't really pay attention.
It's not competitive during the season until the last month.
Or when I like what they started trying to do with
the
tournament.
The in-season tournament.
Yeah, I like that.
That was pretty dope.
I like that.
Yeah, I watched, you know, some of them games too, but it's hit or miss with that shit too because the pace is, like, the way they play it right now.
Who won the tournament this year?
Was
it the... No, it wasn't the Pacers. It was a Was it the no? The Lakers won like the first one.
The Lakers won the first one. I can't remember who.
Was it the Bucks?
It might have.
I think it been the Bucks. But anyway, you were saying
yeah,
something.
I think they did.
You were saying
and they ended up getting knocked out early in the playoffs.
Did somebody get hurt on their team? Dame got hurt. That's what it was.
Yeah, but that's all I've been really watching, man. And my wife been watching you.
Oh, she on the last season.
She don't watch. Yeah, she been watching all that shit. So. Yeah. And every time I walk in the house, I walk out the room.
You don't like you?
I'm gonna tell you why I don't like it.
What is
it? I walked in and it was the episode. It was the episode on where it was a 15, 16 year old girl cursing the dude out about fucking her. I said I can't watch this shit.
A 15 year old girl?
Yeah, there was a young girl on the show, and it's creepy dudes following around and shit.
She wasn't that young though.
That's what. No, she said it.
She said she was 15.
Yeah, she said it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
like,
remember that.
So I was in the, and I was like, what the fuck are you watching? And she was like, sit down and watch with me. I'm like, hell no.
You were like, I think it's good though.
Man,
but
she,
I don't remember
she explained
the person
it to
being
me.
15.
Yeah, she explained it to me. But
you just
I watch Everybody Loves Raymond.
You sound like who was that? Talking about they just watch old. Maybe that was you.
That was me, probably.
Talking about you watch all them old shows.
I do. I watch Everybody Loves Raymond every day.
They got a new Everybody Hates Chris.
The cartoons, right? Yeah. I watched.
You did?
I watched one of them.
Like the first one?
Mm-hmm, but I didn't really.
It was all right.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know. I mean, because I like the show was good to me.
I got to get over the voice of Chris. But everybody else basically the same, the mom and the daddy.
Yeah.
I think the brother different and the sister. But everybody else basically the same. And Greg.
Yeah, Greg.
His homeboy.
Right.
Yeah. The Shy is back, so I'm watching The Shy.
That's what you watching?
Yeah, that's one of them. The Shy. I'm just only reason I'm watching The Shy is because I done came this far.
Mm.
But it's horrible. They trying to do too much.
The last time I was watching The Shy, that was when my man was running for.
Oh,
and they found out his girl was.
Yeah.
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 So
you can say that whatever you want to say.
When that season.
Not on here, not on camera.
Yeah, when that season ended, I just.
That was it for you?
Yeah, I didn't go back to it.
Yeah, that was a hard turning point for everybody.
I left it alone. Yeah. So they just, you know, inclusion, you know, DEI.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't always good, man.
It's cool, but if it was like a real point to it, I don't see the point to it.
DEI, man.
I don't see the point to it.
DEI.
Not the DEI.
It's DEI higher, man.
It did nothing to the storyline. Like, I could see if his girlfriend was, like, going through some extra sort of persecution because of that, or he was going through it. But then when they came out with it on the show, everybody was like, okay, great. And that was it. Like, it was no point to it. Yeah. Like,
could have left that part out.
Yeah. Only part that was... Jason Weaver character, he was like, he was kind of fucking with him a little bit because he had just got out of jail.
Other than that. Yeah, I couldn't handle that. I like, goddamn, leave it alone, Jason.
Leave it
alone, man. Yeah. Shit, that's what he like, man.
Stall him out, Debo.
Yeah, stall him out, Debo.
Speaking of Debo, Friday came on early in the middle of the night. And do you, I just realized, because you can't everybody. You know it, Craig and them last name.
Jones.
That's your cousin too.
Uncle Willie. Yeah. That's why we be talking. I'm like, Uncle Willie's son. You know what I'm saying?
I just put that together last night.
Yeah. They all in their ass days was Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elroy.
Elroy Joe.
Yeah. It's a show that Elle talked about last week called Your Neighbors and Friends. It's on Apple TV, I think, but it's real good. Apple TV be having a whole lot of good shows.
Yeah.
It's about a guy, he fall on some hard times, but he live in like the richest of rich neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Like, he go to a country club, it's $100,000 a year.
Shit.
Like, that type of stuff. But
membership?
Yeah.
Fuck!
But the show real good, though. It's a real good show.
Hold up, man. Time out, man.
I want to say that's what he said, $100,000 a year.
To be a part of a country club?
Uh-huh.
Man, fuck out of it.
That means
I wanna say that
what you got to make. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not just 1 million.
Really?
You gotta make millions.
Yeah, just to give away 100 to go to a place.
Right.
And
that's
play minimal. Play golf.
That's minimal.
When they got free golf courses around this motherfucker.
I want to say it's like, shit.
So 10%, that would be what?
10% of a million? I mean 100,000?
Yeah.
10,000?
Or what is 10% of?
Oh, what is 100? What is 100?
What's 10%? What's 100,000 10% of?
Yeah.
10 million?
10 million. Oh, a million. 10% of a million is 100,000, yeah.
Yeah, so a million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody making $1 million giving it to the church.
And boy, tithing right. it up.
That why that damn pastor driving that damn phantom or whatever the fuck.
Right. Tithing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that boy and lock the door. Lock the door, shit. Into your pockets.
Everybody free.
Into your pocket.
That show Mobland, I'm watching that. That's real good.
I've been wanting to watch that. It's good. My man from Venom in that joint,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's, I gotta watch
it's
that.
It's good.
I figured it was because of the people that got in it.
Yeah, they got a lot of big time
actors. They got a lot of good big right. time, you know what I'm saying? And they on that gangster shit.
Yeah, but it ain't like, I wish, well, it ain't really no like black gangster movies, shows like that.
Except Godfather of Harlem.
Closest he's still thing in Harlem. Yeah, that is the closest thing. Yeah. He got suits on all the time. But it's another show that's in London, and I forgot the name of it.
Peaky Blinders?
No, not Peaky Blinders. Oh, man, it came out after that.
Oh, okay. That was
and Peaky Blinders, like back in the day, kind of like in it. This current, it's in London too, but they gangsters, but they wear suits and shit like that. They on that level.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that.
Yeah, thing. I like good mob show.
Then it's another show called Duster. It comes on HBO, so it's on Max and all of that. And it's about a guy like in the 70s, and he like a driver for this big time drug dealer type dude. David, what's the guy David? I forgot his last name. He played in Dead Presidents, and his leg came off. He played Kirby in Dead Presidents.
Keith David. Yeah.
Keith David.
Uh-huh.
He plays in it as like a big time mob boss. But okay.
Yeah, Keith David was Nunu Pop.
Yeah, he was Nunu Pop. Yeah. He played the president.
That dude. Yeah.
He played the president on Rick and Morty.
Uh-huh. He played the president. He played the president of a movie before too.
For real?
Yeah. Okay. I think he used to be. Was he in Greenleaf? Wasn't he in Greenleaf too?
I think he's the pastor.
Yeah, he's a preacher. He's doing crooked stuff.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, he crooked niggas.
So you know if he in it, it's gonna be some.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be
shit,
some good shit. That's that. You acting motherfucker.
Yeah. So he in it, but yeah, that's all I've been watching this week. And like you said, NBA basketball. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went and saw a Final Destination movie last week.
You did?
Yeah.
How did you like it?
I don't really like them kinds of movies.
Okay. Because
they just killing people in ways that you ain't got
to. Just unimaginable.
Did you have to cut a nigga head off?
Right.
It was one scene where the...
Spoiler alert. did you have to?
So like, in the old ones... You know, like it would be like a premonition and they'll see what happened and they'll stop it.
Uh-huh.
It really wasn't like that. Like, it was one scene where she said she was like trying to save somebody or whatever. And she was like, well, it could, this happened and that happened because they were supposed to be the next in line.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it didn't happen to them. It happened to somebody else. And the way the person died, like they got their half of their arm and their head squishing between something and her arm came off. She dangling the arm, hollering. Like, that shit just don't. It don't. You ain't got to kill a motherfucker like that. What happened to a regular old drive-by shooter? You know what I'm saying? Drive-by on a nigga and shoot a nigga. That's how I'm used to niggas.
See him take
oh,
all
God, that. Yo.
Yeah. Chop yeah, half
them
nigga
first, head off. Them first joints, I used to be so fucking scared to do anything after I watched them shits, man.
Everybody was scared of them log trucks.
Dog, till this day, let a log truck be in front of me. Shit, I'm out. I'm getting fucked from around this motherfucker.
And it really can't happen like that with a log truck. The shit that be happening in it, like, well, I ain't going to tell this one, but it's one particular scene that happened. And it's impossible for it to happen like that. But anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, that first, after I watched that shit, that nigga was like, man, everybody off the plane, this motherfucker going to blow up.
Yeah. That was the first one?
I think it was. First out of second.
I think that was the first one, because then.
Shit went bad, bro.
Yeah. Cause they showed it happening.
Yeah, and he saw every fucking time.
Yeah,
he saw that.
That
shit.
What made it. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was stopping it.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm a cheat death. I'm a win.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
But they tied.
Yeah,
all of
that
them.
Was his whole goal, cheating death.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they tied all of them back in, and Candyman was in it again. I don't know. I think he was sick or something. Yeah. I don't know if he got cancer in real life or something. But
I think Candyman passed away.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he must have passed away right after he shot this movie then.
Probably.
It wasn't too far along.
Yeah, he ain't died that long ago, but okay. If I'm mistaken, I think I remember seeing.
Yeah, he's sick. He was
because they made jokes about.
Yeah, because remember my man died from John Wick.
Lieutenant Daniels.
Yeah.
Lance Reddick.
He died right before they finished the movie. I mean, right when they finished the movie and shit. But yeah, man. Now I want to see. Damn, it was on the tip of my fucking tongue. Mm-hmm. I want to see.
I started to let it go. I'm a child.
Oh, God. It's some shit coming out. I want to see. I can't remember, man. We gonna go ahead. If it pop back in my head, pause. How long?
Good pause.
I'll talk about it.
We got a couple emails from your cousin. Shout out to DJ Highstar. Y'all got the same last name.
My man, cousin.
Yeah. He said, what up, y'all? Hope all is well. I have to give Philly his props on last week's email. He definitely spoke my thoughts regarding the gear, because we talked about the gear on Raising Canaan.
Uh-huh.
They wear out a Tommy Hilfiger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They fly on that. But that's what made me watch it when it first came out.
That's what L said, too.
Yeah.
He said, Brooklyn was heavy in that low-life culture with the polo boosting. But Nautica, Banana Republic, and Tommy were definitely status symbols as well.
Right.
I'm glad this season is over. He said, I caught the Shy as well, and I would be easy. I'm ready for them to be done with it. Not much more storylines left. Trig doing so much shit, and it's all over the place. Yeah, that show is all over the place. Like, niggas getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas had people pregnant, all kind of crazy shit. He says, grand opening, grand closing for my Knicks. We're down 0-2 and got to go to Indiana. Glad we beat Boston, though.
See that shit. What kind of shit is that?
Also, we were up by 9 when Tatum was injured. Oh, yeah, because I think I did say. Yeah, so okay, so I guess he's saying they would have beat him anyway with Tatum.
Damn.
Yeah.
A lot of people said that.
He said, Diddy wildin', but we knew that already. Fucked up how he did Cuddy, and every time I see Justin Bieber, I think Diddy violated that boy. Rubbing mayonnaise on his nipples. freaky ass nigga. That nigga said, mayonnaise.
Damn. Yo,
right.
Man, nigga. Man. When I heard that shit, dog, oh man. Oh God, your boy freaky shit,
yeah,
man.
He freaky. Yeah,
what Ply say, that nigga Vossy, I'm Junior Vossy.
Yeah.
Yo, man.
Yeah.
Shit, nigga, I'll BT, freaky, bro. I'm
going to tell you, though, you can't get exposed to some of that stuff in life, like the sexual stuff, because you find out what you know what I'm saying? You'll be like,
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
I know somebody that was involved in a threesome.
Uh-huh.
And the woman, like, when it was over, there was like, the woman was like, at first she was kind of jealous watching the guy
mm-hmm.
have sex with the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like turned on crazy. Like, mm-hmm. she liked that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, never know. You know what I'm saying? You start seeing your woman get smashed out by a dude, you might start mm-hmm. liking looking at that shit. So,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. I'd be ready to slap somebody.
Yeah. Especially if they're going harder than you.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Some nasty words.
He says, young black love out here fighting for dear life. Pap and Rim. Corey Holcomb tried to tell us a while back, but the way she was dressing under the guise of being an artist was out of line. He kept saying he respect his vows, but bruh, she's violating. And corny ass food line Papoose, easy to block captain, is doing some real nut ass shit. Philly voice. Yeah. really the only one who I feel bad for in this situation is Clarissa. Cause Clarissa young, she's mm-hmm. a heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
And she with that old ass nigga.
Bruh.
Who can't dress.
Bruh.
Papoose got mad in a fitted cap, bro.
A white fitted cap.
We don't even do that shit. Yeah.
No, man.
We don't even wear that shit.
That was Trick Daddy style. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, how long ago Trick Daddy did something?
Yeah. And where we from, we don't know now nigga who dressed like that.
Exactly.
He said between them, Tiana and Iman, and DDG and Hallie, Is black love fleeting?
Man, these niggas, I don't know why these niggas like putting their hands on these women, man.
Yeah.
Good.
Like, what the fuck wrong with these niggas, man?
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Oh, he said, any of those couples you'd like to see back, cue to Stephen A. B's. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't care about none of these niggas.
Yeah.
Tiana and Iman, I don't care. They was doing freaky shit, too.
Yeah.
DDG and Hallie just young, and because now she with my man to do the Afrobeats music. What's his name? And
so she with him, but she talking about how my man was putting his hands on her.
Oh, he was? She was?
That's what, yeah, somebody, that shit just came. Wasn't that them?
DDG. I know some shit with I only thing I saw was they were trying to get like a custody. There was like a custody battle going on.
Yeah, but
maybe that's what she accused him of.
I think it was him. Might be
yeah, another, it's DDG. It's him.
Might be another nigga, man.
No, it's him. It's
these
him.
Niggas like putting their hands on these girls, man. That's why they ain't together. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What you gotta put your hands on the fuck?
But she with what's my man name? Burner Boy.
Okay,
I think she with Burner Boy.
But
now.
As much money as these niggas got, man. Money don't change lame, cuz.
No,
Once you tag lame, the game is follow the leader.
Everybody want a piece of the Skrilla.
You know what I'm saying? So gotta keep it real.
My cousin, shout out to L, man. A range came to the light. I was like, man, I might get that range because it's low, whatever the price. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like the big one. It was like the Velsar, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked, shout out to cuz, I asked Leland or whatever. He was like, what your boy Hov say?
What's the difference between the 4.0 and the 4.6,
dude? I dropped my head. I was like, damn.
Get his ass, cuz. Yeah, Lily. Yeah.
I said, damn.
Damn right. What's the difference between the 4.0 and the 4.6?
He's
love?
Like, it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
But what your boy holds?
Yeah.
Say,
yeah. Yeah. What's the difference between the 4.0 and the 4.6?
Yeah. Like 30 to 40 grand, cocksucker, beat it.
Yeah.
He says,
you know what I'm saying?
He says, funny of the week. He says, I'm at work and they call us in the room for some extra training or slash training video. There weren't enough chairs and all the ladies were sitting down already. Old nigga said out of nowhere, which one of y'all ladies want to sit on Unc's lap? Oh, my God. Shit.
He said he was at work.
Yeah. He said, I immediately got on Indeed.com. Holla at y'all niggas. Hey, they HR, go to HR.
Yeah,
right now,
man. Right. You got to go now.
Right
now.
Right. Especially you at a corporate job, nigga.
God
what?
Damn.
You wildin'.
Yeah, that nigga flagrant as hell.
Hell yeah. We got an email from the homie B-Mac.
Oh, shit. What's up, B-Mac?
God damn. he said at exactly any and whatever rate. He says, DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast family, I feel like it's been a while since I've interacted with my favorite show. I don't like that. And my bad, gang. I thought about calling Easy one night before I went to bed just to tell him good night, bro.
Hey man, y'all seen that stupid shit?
Talk, no. Yeah. This nigga called me with that shit.
Yeah, hey, I did.
Oh,
call
him. I'm on the phone with him. He was like, all right, man, I just called to say good. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
God, I did.
Yeah. Then he was like, oh, man, you ain't seen that shit. I said, yeah. See what?
Yeah.
I said, nigga, I'm going to holler at you.
When this was?
The other day.
Yeah. Like Monday.
Yeah, I wish I knew it. Because I done did it too.
Yeah.
I seen it.
Yeah.
I seen that shit. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got me.
Yeah.
What you did?
I said,
he started laughing. Yeah, nigga, what wrong with you?
Yeah,
man?
What wrong with you, man? Yeah, you alright? God damn.
Was I texting you or something?
You texted me that day.
Yeah.
And I told you I was gonna call you.
Yeah. You called me and I told you that.
Yeah, I called you late. You know, I called about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Yeah, I called him. And so right before we got supposed to, all right, man, I just want to tell you good night. It was fuck wrong with you.
Now
I know somebody tried. I'm gonna do it too.
Yeah, man. Get broded.
He says, "Good night, sleep tight, and hope you have sweet dreams, bro." He's talking about, he said, "I mean, why can't we do that?"
No, man, we can't.
He said, "I malfunctioned just thinking about what I would do if one of my niggas did that. Yeah, I don't care. That's a violation and warrants ISS with Ice Cube as the teacher."
Yeah, we can't do that, man.
And what the fuck is sleep tight?
Right. Don't let the man bug by.
It don't sleep loose.
He said it don't sound like a restful sleep. It sounds rather uncomfortable. Like tightly holding yourself in the fetal position trying to sleep.
Yeah, I can dig it.
No,
I can
sleep dig tight. It. You snuggle in. Yeah. You get your snuggle, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It, you got the room cold and cool.
Yeah, yeah, you got to snuggle up in that cold.
You sleeping tight. Oh, what's man, wrong? I don't feel. B-Mac, I got to disagree. I like sleeping tight. he said, free Tory. All right, B-Mac, you back on that bullshit.
Oh, shit. What'd he say?
He said, free Tory.
Uh-oh.
Some of them old phrases need explaining.
Uh-oh.
I'm rambling, but I miss y'all niggas on hood. He said, did he do it and take that? Be easy, Si. At this point, lock him up with five. Lock him up for five with time served. I think that's what they'll do anyway. I don't want to know more. I don't want to know no more of that nigga business.
right.
Too done.
Right. Nasty.
He said, rubbed another man's sperm on your nipples? Puff.
Mayonnaise.
Dog. He said, dog, that ain't freaky. It's a violent nightmare.
Right, right.
Damn. He said, this is a prison fear.
Sure.
Tom the boys type shit. Everybody pulling up to tell on this nigga.
Yeah, right. Shit.
Yeah. Son, I have never seen people line up like this to not only tell, but tell freaky and violent. Freaky and violently.
Right.
Season 25 of the 2000s, a motherfucking doozy. Congrats to Doc on his nuptials. Doc got married? I missed that. Shout out to Doc. I gotta hit Doc up. Bear with me, y'all. It's been a minute, LOL. Five fingers of death of a poster of black love. I don't view them that way. But Pap and Remy got to get off social media.
Right.
Why do people do that? Air each other.
D-Mac got me tearing up. Man.
Uh-huh. Air each other's 20-year relationship out to the world like it wasn't shit. Guess it isn't now. Remy even exposed the reason why Pap always got to fit it on. She said he's insecure about how it's shaped. Pause.
Damn. What?
Said it looked like a penis.
Oh, God.
She called a man a dickhead.
Oh.
He said, I totally capped out just now. I heard, but don't think she said that. He said, glad Chris Brown is free. All these nasty but funny divorce stories. Jeezy X want to lock him up.
Right.
And does Iman Shumpert with his ex. Hold up. And so does Iman Shumpert with his ex. But Will and Jada still bullshitting. R.I.P. Kevin Samuels can't make this shit up. But I think one thing people keep missing with Will and Jada is that Will was cheating first. Mm, he did her dirty first.
Right.
So they had to come to an agreement.
Yeah.
He said, well, I do have a lot more to say, but this email is already quite lengthy. Pause. He put the pause like emoji symbol too. He said, I know Cuba Gooding Jr. happy somebody else is in the news. It's freakier to him. Shit, and Shannon Sharp. Yeah, we forgot about Shannon Sharp.
Just that fast.
Just that fast. Diddy Tribe popped off right after Shay Shay, his young 19-year-old white kinky freak mid-ass prostitute.
Mm. He called a prostitute.
Yeah, he said, yeah, this is what he said in parentheses. He said, she was selling cat. That's prostitution.
You're right.
Yeah. And she's mid for a white. I'm totally against it, Dr. Umar voice. He said, oh, and fuck RG3 and his white is right complex. Sand tap dancing ass nigga. Never forget, you still a nigga to them. He said, also, whatever they said Smokey Robinson did, he most certainly did. At any and whatever rate did that shit. Play gang banging by Smokey Robinson. All right, beloveds. Oh, yeah, he do got that song. Gang bang. shout out to B-Mac. Them boys sent top five emails too. We'll get into them next. But I guess the first story we'll talk about is Chris Brown getting arrested and then getting released. So we talked about him getting arrested overseas last week.
So he went back on tour. They waited until he came back to lock him up, right?
Yeah, but it was like 2 years later. Basically, but maybe he just never was over there. And they couldn't catch him.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
Yeah.
So when he came back, they locked his ass.
They locked him up. Yeah, for an assault that happened in 2023 at a club. Well, on Wednesday, he was released by a London judge. Y'all heard about how much it was?
6.7 American dollars.
American doll hairs. he also has to surrender his passport when not traveling for his upcoming Breezy Bowl 20 tour.
Oh, that's bananas, boy.
Well, at least he get the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope we ever cross that damn water in a big lick or something, you know? Yeah. Is he going to lose a lot, that much money?
Passport?
They probably took that shit.
Well, they took it. Well, as long when he not traveling for the concert, he got to surrender. But as long as he traveling for his concert, he can make that money. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. According to the news agency, the singer was ordered to pay $5.4 million to start, with an additional $1.3 million due in 7 days. Oh, so he had to pay 5.4, and then in a week.
Oh, they had that in the bank from the first two shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But damn, boy, that's deep.
Because that nigga tour doing crazy. He going crazy.
Yeah, so it already started?
I think so. Oh, shit, he just came off one.
No, but he about to start one.
He just came off one. So shit, that money sitting up.
And them tickets was bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm tied to an alleged assault that happened at a nightclub in February 2023. Said he hit somebody. Abraham Dia. I wonder if he hit the boards.
Did he hit him with a bottle?
Did he really? Did he do it?
Probably did. He got a history. Hit him with a tequila bottle.
Yeah, hit him in the head with a tequila bottle.
Yeah, I was looking at.
That could be true.
So, you know, you ever notice how sometimes some people be like, "I can't believe y'all still listen to Chris Brown or this, that, and the third."
That's a bad boy.
Yeah, so I was like, "Well, damn." I kind of forgot all the stuff, you know what I'm saying, that he got into. So this one article made a list of all the times he got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
How much time y'all got?
You got time?
You got plenty.
All right, so you know he got arrested in February 2009. That was when Rihanna. June 2010, he is denied a visa in the UK. But that was tied to the Rihanna thing.
Mm-hmm.
June 2012, he was involved in a nightclub brawl in New York City, and that was the one with Drake. Uh-huh. And Tony Parker. I think Tony Parker got glass in his eyes, mm-hmm. some shit. Mm-hmm.
Had to wear goggles in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then in 2012, he violated his restraining order that they had against
Rihanna.
But I think it was kind of like a mix-up because it was at a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Said he went to the Halloween party dressed as a terrorist.
Oh,
and Rihanna was also at the party, so that was a violation of his
probation.
Right. January 2013.
Damn.
He clashed with Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Over a parking space at a recording studio in Hollywood.
Lord.
Yeah.
God, damn,
so
what?
Then his probation is revoked.
How much time he did?
He appeared to be credited with having served time during periods in which he was out of the country. It was hit and run charges.
God,
yeah, his probation was revoked over an alleged hit and run, but they dropped the charges.
He's a thug.
Yeah, October 2013, he's arrested for alleged felony assault in Washington, D.C., when he and his bodyguard were involved in a physical altercation with two men outside of the W Hotel.
They think Breezy won't let them hands go?
They might beat the brakes off them.
Yeah, they let his hands go, man.
So then in November 2013, he's going to rehab. I didn't know this. He was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we all got that.
But a few months later, he's kicked out of that treatment facility.
Damn.
He was sent to jail for violating the facility's internal rules.
Yeah, he a thug, man.
Yeah. In June 2014, he got released, early release from jail. September 2014, he pleads guilty to assault.
Bitch, stay fighting.
That was the incident that happened in D.C.
Yeah, nigga, fighting ass nigga.
Uh-huh. His probation is revoked in January 2015.
Damn, how long he been on probation?
Well, a long time. A judge learned that he had traveled outside of L.A. without prior consent for a private performance at a nightclub in San Jose, California. An altercation during the performance escalated into gunfire, and five people were shot. It ain't had nothing to do with Chris, but you was there.
Yeah, you was in the vicinity. So.
They read him up.
Yeah.
February 2015, he was banned from entering Canada.
Damn.
He's just a menace.
Yeah.
May 2015, this is 10 years ago now. He allegedly hits a man in Las Vegas. He gets a misdemeanor battery charge.
Just a little unruly bastard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
July 2015, he's locked up in the Philippines, where he's detained.
Damn.
He's detained for several days following a fraud investigation over his New Year's Eve concert in 2014. The organizer alleged that Brown had canceled the show after he received $1 million to perform. That happened. In 2015, in December, he canceled his tour.
2015, bro.
Yeah, he canceled his tour.
2013
was Australia and New Zealand. Because they said his visa would be denied, so he had to cancel his tour. January 2016.
Damn, shit, started.
He is investigated by the police in Las Vegas after a woman alleged that he beat her.
Oh God!
And stole her cell phone during a party at the Palms Casino Resort.
Oh God! She got that video.
Mm-hmm. The victim was escorted out of the hotel by security because of her wild behavior while allegedly having a total meltdown. That's what Chris Brown people said. In June 2016, so it was pretty, you know, went on to June. He's sued by his ex-manager. The manager hired to help him rehabilitate his image after he assaulted Rihanna filed a lawsuit against Chris, claiming that the singer had brutally attacked him on May 10th.
He got a problem.
Yep, they settled out of court in 2019 after several years of litigation.
$1.5 million.
Happy birthday to me, August 2016. He's arrested for on suspicion of assault.
Damn,
that bitch won't keep it handing itself. Shit,
God, he was suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon following a 9-hour standoff with police at his L.A. mansion after a woman called 911 claiming he had allegedly threatened her with a gun, but charges were never filed.
Man, Shawty just wanted to go home.
2017, we still going.
Still going.
He allegedly punches a photographer.
A bitch violent, boo.
He did.
June 2017, he's ordered to stay away from his ex-girlfriend, Karrueche.
Oh, yeah. That when he put her name in the song, ain't it?
Might be. It might have been around the same time. The model alleged in court that Brown texted her violent threats such as, I can get my money back and I'm tired of playing games, along with, bitch, I will beat the shit out of you. And I promise I will make your life hell. I'm glad you guys found that hilarious.
Oh, God. Hey, that nigga, they got thug, boy. Hey, that thugnificent, they good.
2018, alleged assault.
He's still going.
Sexual assault.
God. He's still going, bro.
2018, possession of restricted species. He had a monkey.
Oh,
2019, he was detained in Paris for on charges of aggravated rape and drug infraction.
Damn!
I was about to say, man, some drugs.
So he just beat motherfuckers and taking pussy.
2021, yeah. Shit. He's accused of striking a woman.
A bitch slapped a woman.
2022, a woman filed a $20 million lawsuit against him, alleging that he drugged and raped her back in 2020.
Shit!
A lot of SA allegations. Yes, it is. October 2023, he's arrested in London, and this one he was arrested for this guy.
Yeah.
In February 2024, he's ordered to pay payments on. This is just a bank loan that he needed to pay back.
Doogie Ben said niggas on that juke later, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we've seen it. Yeah. We've seen the video.
At Turkey. Shout out to Doogie.
In July 2024, y'all remember
God
this?
God damn.
He was sued for $50 million for allegedly assaulting four concert goers.
I think I do 50? Remember that.
No, four. 50 million.
50 million.
Yeah, it said four men backstage following a show in Fort Worth, Texas. Several members of the singer's entourage and his tour promoter are also being sued. They accused him of throwing chairs at them and repeatedly kicking, stomping, and beating them.
That's about 12.
Niggas is violent,
October 2024, a woman accused of Chris of raping her on Diddy's yacht.
Essay? Anderson did it? Oh, shit.
That was my shit.
Then he sued Warner Brothers for that documentary that they came out with.
Get so much money.
And then now we're here to now. Chris Brown is arrested in England. So when people say that nigga is a monster,
he is.
The proof might be in the pudding.
Right.
That nigga's a demon, cuz.
That bitch got a paper trail from hell.
Man.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Like, you just a violent, aggressive coochie taker.
Maybe, like,
like, you got money.
Let's say you have, like, one or two. You can say, well, it was a misunderstanding, this, that, and the third. But you got several.
That don't look good.
Certain time of the year, here you go.
That jukebox takeover got there, and he go to grabbing and touching and pulling. And the bitch say, stop, no, don't.
He hear no, don't stop.
Yeah.
You know the wildest shit I seen with no? It was George Bush was talking at a college. And the young white boys at the college, I want to say it was an Ivy League school, and they'll say, no means yes, yes means anal. And they was they was chanting that in front of George Bush.
Damn.
No means yes, yes means anal. No means yes, yes means anal.
Just a group full of rapists.
Bro, it was a whole bunch of them, bro. This
Ivy League faggot.
This is like 2006. I hope I can get that out.
Time step killer. Time step killer.
50.50.
Time step killer.
Try to get that out of YouTube at least. And have my whole show shut down.
Right.
Sweet daddy. Speaking of sweet daddy, Diddy. Y'all been keeping up with the Diddy trial?
A little bit. The shit is so.
It just don't stop.
It's so wild.
Yeah, it don't stop.
Like,
what
do
you mean?
The shit that people are, the testimonies.
Man. Can't stop, won't stop.
Oh, my God.
They done got LeBron in it now. That's what killed me. They done got LeBron in it.
Take that.
What they say? What LeBron had to do?
You know LeBron was at a Diddy party one time.
Everybody was at a Diddy party one time.
I know, man, but.
He just came up
like
Diddy,
like High Star said, that man had somebody put mayonnaise. On his chest, man.
I mean,
mayonnaise.
It is what it is.
And like, look how pretty that motherfucker is. Like, why would you do something like that to a motherfucker like that?
Well, she wanted it.
But once you tag Link, now she did that.
Maybe
you know,
some of them she wanted.
Yeah, but
it could
how
be.
But how much of it was her wanting it to satisfy him?
That's what we don't know.
Yeah, that's the fine line between that shit. Know. You know what I'm saying?
But,
she was so young.
Yeah, she was.
And
young.
Around that time, that dude was powerful as shit.
Yeah, he was.
You know what I'm saying? So, and he told her he was going to, she brought that single out here. After she dropped that single, we heard from motherfucker Sit.
She did have a mixtape that was out. That was kind of
just
hard.
Me and you. After that, like, did it screw the oval?
She ain't needed to.
He had, yeah, I mean, she was doing everything, you know.
What?
He asked her to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, she was getting money from that. I guess she was like, well, fuck it. I'll just do this right here and make him happy.
This guy, man.
I mean, but the dude is, oh man.
He wild.
Yeah, he wild, man.
They said that so we had heard early on that Kid Cudi was name was gonna be in it and all that.
Because he was in Cassie's original suit, right?
Yeah.
Didn't
well,
she put that in her original lawsuit that he blew up?
Kid Cudi car. Yeah. So that was that was part of it. But so now Kid Cudi, he had to testify.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Don Richard from Danny the Kane. Cassie Mama testified too.
Yep. She got she had to send Diddy $20,000.
Yeah.
So that's extortion.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, but he sent the money back.
He should have never asked her for it. That's extortion.
Yep, but is that a thing? Is that in the
yeah.
Thing?
So you talking about in the charges?
Mm-hmm.
Extortion, racketeering.
Extortion is one?
They're trying to charge him with a RICO.
RICO. Racketeering and sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're trying to prove the racketeering part of it. And they're trying to, most of the accusations revolve around Combs and that he physically and sexually abused Cassie for years, and he coerced her into sexual encounters into the freak offs with men who had paid thousands of dollars to have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you, Diddy, you it wouldn't have been thousands for me.
Yeah,
man, you know what I mean, Cassie. You say what you at now? Okay, word.
You gonna pay me?
Now I don't need no oil. I don't need no lube. I don't need no drugs.
Just put. Let me see you.
You say you gonna be in the corner? Just don't say nothing. Right. Yeah. Don't make no noise.
Just be right. Quiet.
Don't move.
Put your shades on so I can't see your ass.
Please don't move.
It said that they're trying to prove that he used his businesses and employees to carry out, facilitate, and cover up his acts of violence, abuse, and commercial sex. One of his personal assistants from 2013 to 2015, they told jurors that he tossed out liquor bottles and drugs and cleaned up baby oil from Combs hotel rooms after the music producer finished his freak-offs.
That fella right there?
No, that kid Cudi.
He said he never reported abuse to authorities, even after Combs beat up Cassie on a private jet. Mm. Another personal assistant, David James, testified that Combs had him stock hotel rooms with Viagra, condoms, baby oil, and lubricant, among other supplies. Which is not, that ain't illegal.
No, it's not.
He also recounted how Combs had 3 handguns on his lap as they drove to a LA diner looking for his record industry rival, Suge Knight.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you mentioned about the $20,000, Cassie Mama said that Diddy contacted her and demanded $20,000, saying it was old because he spent money on Cassie's career. Mm-hmm. And she got the money, sent it to him, but then he sent it back several days later.
Mm-hmm.
The Kid Cudi thing, he said that Cassie sounded stressed, nervous, and scared when she called him in December 2011 to say Diddy learned that they were dating.
Mm-hmm. Cudi.
But Cudi said he was confused because he thought they had broken up. Mm. But then he said one of Diddy assistants called and said that they were on the way to Cudi's house. No, they were in his house waiting to speak with him. Let's see. But Cudi wasn't home.
Yeah,
so he went home, but Diddy was gone. But inside, he found all the Christmas gifts that he had. They was open. And his dog was locked in the bathroom.
Diddy a thug, man.
He said then somebody set his car on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they cut the holes in his drop top and put a Molotov cocktail in there.
In his front yard,
yeah. Now, this part was kind of funny. It said that they set up a meeting to squash their beef the next day in L.A. And he said when he walked in, he said Combs was staring out the window with his hands behind his back, looking like a Marvel supervillain.
Okay, play with it.
He was Doc Ock or somebody, yeah. Nigga.
Play with it.
Fuck out of here.
Lex Luthor or something.
Yeah, man.
Dawn from Danity Kane and Diddy Dirty Money, she said that Diddy threatened her life after she saw him beat Cassie and try to hit her with a skillet in 2009.
Damn.
She said Combs told her and another woman that they could go missing if they didn't stay quiet.
Shit.
And she said she saw Diddy beat Cassie frequently. He would punch her, choke her, drag her.
God damn.
And slap her in the mouth.
But where the niggas at? But I'd have been beating the fuck out of that nigga, cuz. I'd have whooped his ass, man. Yeah, all them punk ass niggas. I don't give a fuck about how much, man.
But
I can't be around this type of shit, bro.
He has some of the power.
Fuck all that power,
if,
man.
If you somebody that like would say something, he probably done, you know what I'm saying, got rid of you.
Yeah,
he might
I would have whooped his ass.
But he might not do that in front of everybody.
Yeah. Like,
you ever been around somebody who
who
talk out of line to their wife or whatever, mm-hmm. like in front of you, that shit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But to have somebody put hands on her, you know that they don't really respect the people they do it in front of too, because that's some shit you do in private. Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They don't care how the people they do it in front of look at them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? One of Cassie's friends, they were best friends for 17 years. She said that Diddy attacked her back in 2018, and Diddy wanted to know who Cassie was cheating on him with. The lady said he slung her, threw a hanger at her head, and he tried to choke her out. Said she was dizzy and she was throwing up and she had a concussion. She let him met with Cassie after that happened, and Cassie had a non-disclosure agreement in return for $30,000.
Damn.
So yeah.
Oh, so she did it to her with the NDA.
Yeah.
For her to sign and give her $30,000
Yeah.
Diddy's a cold son of a bitch, bro.
That bread, bro.
That bread, bro.
okay, so at one of the hotels that he used to go to.
Trump Tower.
Nah, this is L'Hermitage.
Oh, yeah, they said a lot of his joints went off in Trump Towers, too.
He revealed that Combs' guest profile noted that he always spills candle wax on everything and uses excessive amounts of oils. The profile instructed staff to place the room out of order upon departure for deep cleaning.
God.
It said, please authorize an extra $1,000 when guest stays with us to cover any room damages. $1,000 extra ain't nothing to Diddy.
No. Not for no cleanup. No.
Yeah. So this one right here y'all might like. So
and he needed it.
So despite the trial's serious subject matter, there have been a few light moments. On Thursday, Combs' former personal assistant shared that his ex-boss loves applesauce. Combs nodded and smiled as Kaplan recounted that he eats it on the side or on top of a lot of things.
Damn, chunky or regular?
The defense attorney asked cheeseburgers, and the guy said cheeseburgers being one of them. This nigga like applesauce on his cheeseburgers.
Oh my God.
That's weird. I don't know. I guess it might be. It's kind of like, maybe it's like chicken and waffles. You know, you get chicken, you put the syrup on the chicken too. Maybe it's just, maybe give it a different flavor or something. I don't know.
Applesauce, yeah. No.
Applesauce on your cheeseburger, on the side of everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's a super villain type shit, though. They always got to have like a certain food.
Mm-hmm.
Popeye and spinach.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You think Popeye's a, Popeye might be a super villain.
Mm-hmm.
Because olive oil might be wanted blue, though.
He was not having it.
Bluto coming through, spitting that game. You know what I'm saying?
Papa going to get a can.
Going to get some of that.
I'm in the ass. Trying to take my chick, man.
Yeah. So that's the update with
Shout out to everybody involved in that case.
Right.
I don't think he going to jail.
I think it in time served.
I don't think he going to jail.
Time served what?
I don't think he going to prison.
I mean, it's only week two. And it's a they say it's expected to last like 8 weeks. So maybe the prosecution's saving like the big guns. Cause I don't see how any of this stuff gonna like proven like so far racketeering. Yeah. Maybe like paying people off or something like that. Mm-hmm, but I think they just setting the stage for some real big shit that happened.
That they got in the tuck.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's gonna stick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cause that sex trafficking shit is a little.
That's the thing he gonna get on though. I think they're really gonna get him on that.
Yeah.
Cause you can't, no matter what, like you can't pay somebody to come have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And they got proof of that. So I think that's the thing that's what they're gonna nail him on. Yeah. This is some of the wildest shit I saw this week. It was an engaged couple.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in Louisiana. So the woman, she was on the way somewhere, whatever, got in a car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Her fiance heard about the car wreck. On the way there, he get on a wreck on the same road, and both of them die.
Wow.
And they have a 4-year-old son.
He made it?
No, the son wasn't there. Okay. No, the son wasn't
Damn.
There.
Damn.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Where was this again?
This is in Louisiana.
Oh.
Yeah, it says she lost control of her SUV and overturned on Plank Road. And he lost control of his car on Plank Road just outside of the town of Clinton. He hit a tree and was ejected and died.
Damn.
Prayers
out to that family.
And it said neither one of them was wearing a seatbelt.
Mm.
So, y'all wear your seatbelt.
Damn, boy.
Because you ain't wearing your seatbelt for you. You wearing your seatbelt for your family. Yeah. In this case, both of them got a 4-year-old son.
Sound like my dad, man.
Your dad don't wear a seatbelt?
No, my dad always wears a seatbelt.
Oh, yeah. You got to wear your seatbelt.
Yeah. He be talking shit to me because I don't.
You need to wear your seatbelt.
I'm going to start.
I know your car be beeping. It don't aggravate you?
It don't beep.
Oh, it don't?
It'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
Damn red light just be flashing.
Yeah. I be scared. I don't know, man.
I just position myself behind the steering wheel where I can't see it.
Oh, I thought you was about to say you position yourself behind the steering wheel where you can't get thrown out.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I just can't see that light, man.
Yeah.
So I'll be all right.
I know too many people that got killed in car wrecks.
I do, and that's the thing with me. Like, I need to start wearing.
I know like niggas who got thrown out the car shit. So
mm-hmm.
I'm a snuggle up in that damn car. snuggle up in that damn car. I'm gonna drive tight.
Drive tight.
And before we get out of here, I gotta get into my scam of the week, y'all.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
That shit really so funny.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
That's
our scam of the week takes us out to LA.
Shit.
A Southern California police officer was caught partying at the Stagecoach Music Festival while collecting more than $600,000 in workers' compensation for a head injury that prosecutors allege was fake. Westminster officer Nicole Brown, 39, was charged Monday with 15 felonies of workers' compensation and insurance fraud. The Orange County District Attorney's Office said she faces up to 22 years in prison if convicted. Brown was on the job March 21st, 2022, when she received a minor abrasion to her forehead while trying to arrest an uncooperative suspect. According to prosecutors, she told her watch commander that she had a headache and was feeling dizzy. Though an emergency room doctor who examined her that day released her back to work without restrictions, she called out sick for several days and was diagnosed with a severe concussion about a week after the initial injury. She was placed on total temporary disability, which made her eligible to receive her full salary up to a year and 2/3 of her salary after that. Later, investigators would find out that during the 3 days she called out sick after the injury, Brown went to several soccer conferences in San Diego. In the following year, while collecting disability, she also ran 2 5K races, went snowboarding or skiing in Big Bear and Mammoth, attended baseball games, played golf, went to Disneyland, and took online courses with the local university.
Damn, with a concussion, bro.
Ms. Brown suffered a significant head injury when she was on duty. That's what her attorney says. According to prosecutors, some of Brown's ongoing symptoms that she reported during this time were headaches, dizziness, sensitivity to light and noise, and inability to look at a screen. The district attorney's office began their investigation into potential fraud when she was seen by several people dancing and drinking in April 2023 at the Stagecoach Music Festival, an annual country music festival held in the Coachella Valley with loud music and bright lights everywhere.
Stupid ass.
This was reported to the Westminster Police Department. 3 days after the festival, Brown and her stepfather attended a Zoom meeting where she sat in a dark room and said she was unable to look at the screen. Her stepfather said she could not do paperwork or take phone calls after the meeting. She was admitted to an inpatient center for traumatic brain injury. Prosecutors say Brown collected more than $600,000 from the city of Westminster, which includes half her salary and medical expenses. Her stepfather has also been charged with 2 felonies related to insurance fraud and helping commit a crime. He is a licensed attorney in California and faces discipline from the state bar. So that's our scam of the week. Ms. Brown, insurance fraud. Yeah.
She ain't paying no fucking game.
Nah.
But we know what color she is, I'll tell you that.
What color?
Oh, shit.
What color?
Guess what was her name again?
She's Caucasian, bro.
Gotta be.
Gotta be Caucasian.
Yeah, it was something brown.
Oh, if it was brown, I don't know.
She still, she Caucasian, they bro.
You right, she was. She white.
Gotta be. Yeah, bro, listen. Like, that's the only, but get away with that type shit.
But that's just like that, it put me in the mind of I watch Jamie Foxx a lot.
Yeah.
That episode where
the chick
did the Tootsie Roll. She did a slip and fall.
At the hotel. Yeah.
Talking about the lady from
In Living Color.
Yeah.
She did a slip and fall.
Yeah. And then Jamie turned that music on and told her she couldn't dance. That woman could jump out that wheelchair.
Oh, she started doing the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, man. So
I'm talking about the whole Tootsie Roll too.
Like, she played, but the part about the part of the game that she missed is, shorty, you paying for everything with a debit card.
Right.
Who did it?
She probably did.
Oh, this lady?
How you think they found out she did all that shit? But they probably hired a private investigator to follow them.
Well, they did, but I think when she went to that concert, that festival or whatever, somebody saw her.
That knew her.
So people saw her and they probably was hating like, damn. And yeah, you know, so a lot of times
you ain't been to work in a long time.
Yeah, she got a year's worth salary.
Over $600,000. God damn.
Yeah.
She whacked them in the back.
With the $600 includes her medical bills.
I hope they lock her ass up.
Yeah, me too.
I hope they lock her ass up. Me too. Motherfucker.
Yeah, but somebody was hating on her though. That's all that was.
Yeah, that's all it was.
That's all it was. Somebody was hating. She probably bragging about not. She gonna enroll in school.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't wanna be no police officer no damn way.
Yeah. I know y'all probably talk about that the chick that went off on the little black kid and raised all that money.
No, we didn't talk about
y'all. Y'all never talked about that?
No, I saw it, but nah, I ain't want to get that raised
damn near, you know,
$1 million.
Oh man, you talk about a scammer.
Yeah.
That's a fucking scam.
But there ain't no scam. That's just the people they just decided to give her money, mm-hmm. just like
yeah, but the scam was she went on there playing victim. My life is in danger and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Well, people found out who she was.
She needed to move, and for the safety of her kids, shawty, you just all right. But you wasn't feeling like that when you was in that park.
But the little boy did go in her pocketbook.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But did
pop him on his hand, get his parents to pop him on his hand and tighten him up or something. But you ain't got to goddamn go off like
You know what the mama say about the kid though, right?
That he on the spectrum.
Yeah.
But like none of that shit don't even matter.
Nah,
what I'm saying? Kids gonna be kids.
Did you see the video?
Didn't want to see it.
Me either.
Didn't want to see. I just saw the part where she was cussing and going off.
Oh, see, I ain't seen none of that. I just read about it.
I saw that part of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, and I just saw where, like, you know what I'm saying, she was getting so much money. At the time I heard about it, it was like $700,000.
Yeah, I just feel like she was scamming.
Yeah.
Because she was out there in that park looking like trash.
She was?
Oh, yeah.
She looked straight in that video she put out though when she was.
Yeah, of course. She done went and put makeup on and did all that to make sure motherfuckers felt sorry for her.
Why she was calling a little boy a nigga and stuff?
Yeah. Called him on a couple times.
Jeez.
How old was the kid? 10?
5.
Oh, he was 5?
Between 5 and 10.
What if she would say nigglet? Would that have been better? What if you would have. You little nigglet.
I would feel no better.
Oh. I would have laughed a little bit like that.
I probably would have laughed, but fuck that motherfucker, man.
You ever got called colored?
No.
I had somebody talk about black people and they say colored.
I heard it.
Funny story. Me and my pop I took my dad to the VA hospital probably 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We sitting in the VA, in the doctor's office. He wait in the waiting room. And the white man walked up to the counter. He was like, he was talking to the lady. He said, well, I told that colored woman back there. Ooh. My daddy looked at me. He said, colored? You know, my daddy, old nigga, he got a lot of shit. I ain't been colored since the damn 50s.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's my pop.
He got lied.
Shit, yeah.
What the man said?
He ain't say shit.
He said, well, I'm sorry.
No. He got his ass whooped and I got that hospital full of my daddy.
It depends on how old the people are.
Yeah. He was old.
And how country they are.
He was country, too. But yeah, he served in the military. He was in the VA hospital. So, you know what I'm saying? That's something that said, I told the colored woman back there. I said, oh, shit. This is like 2008 or 9. Straight the fuck up.
It was a couple weeks ago. Somebody was at my, some old white man trying to get a car or whatever. And he was like, yeah, we came here one time before and it was a guy. And I talked to him.
A colored guy.
I can't remember his name. He was a colored fella. He was a colored fella.
This was like,
like a couple weeks ago. It wasn't too long ago, but the dude was old as fuck. He was born in like 1930 something.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Well,
I don't care. Like,
he probably ain't got no TV in his crib and shit like that.
I mean, like colored. I don't really like, cause that colored. I don't really
color it.
Color. And depending on how country you are, right. I don't look at it as being like
shit.
N-word. I don't look at it like that.
Shit, that shit worse than the N-word.
NAACP.
Color. Nigga, they used to have that shit on the motherfucking waterfowl.
Yeah, but I mean that for blacks.
Right. Color. So you'll take colored over nigga?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I dig the logic. Because that was their technical term for nigga.
That was their term for it,
yeah. So I take color. Yeah, but my daddy said they ain't been colored since the 50s, man.
Yeah, I ain't with all them damn changes. Yeah. I'd rather be colored
than a nigga.
And black than African American.
Huh? You'd rather be colored
and black.
And black than African American. Because we ain't, you know, the African shit.
Because when motherfuckers say African American, you're trying too hard. You know, like,
I feel like
just say black, bitch.
Right. It'll take all that.
He's an African American fellow. Just say black. God damn. just you try. What you really thinking?
Oh shit.
What are you really thinking?
Oh man.
African American?
African American.
African booty scratcher.
Stop it.
And a lot of us don't even come from over there.
Oh, okay. All right. Tariq?
We don't.
Tariq Nasheed Jones.
Motherfuckers was here already though.
Yeah, okay.
Straight up.
Where you read that at?
I ain't had to read it nowhere.
Doogie. You definitely was here before. Your people was definitely here.
Shit.
See, that's on camera too, y'all. You see that? That's why I knew this man.
Cause you trying to be funny, man.
I knew this man.
You trying to be funny.
How long? Let me see. Third since we was three?
Four or five. Yeah.
70 years I knew this man.
Hold up. Hold up, man. But I'm black, dude. What you expect?
You black.
I am.
You a Seminole.
No, I'm not, yo.
For real, that's what they say the Seminoles really was black people.
Yeah, it's very possible. I don't know what tribe they was or what, but.
And you say you got some, I was about to say a derogatory. You said Native in you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my.
Great grandma or something?
Uh-huh.
That where you get that half texture from?
Uh-uh.
Where'd that come from?
My dad.
Where your dad get it from?
I don't know. Me and my sister been talking about it. She think we got some West Indian in the paws. Because of the way my dad, she said we got some islander somewhere. We just don't know where. Because like my dad had daughter. That motherfucker had blowing the wind now, man. Like really? This shit is unreal.
Like Jackie Robinson.
Oh, that's Jackie smoking. Wilson. Straight up. Bang.
Your daddy's favorite album probably is Gasms.
No, it ain't.
By Smokey Robinson.
No. My dad listened to
what your dad
that Hole in the Wall shit.
Oh, he like 803?
He like all that shit.
What was the other dude from South Carolina that had the young man country, young old man music?
King George. Love that nigga.
What was his song?
One Monkey Don't Stop.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, he love that shit.
His train gonna keep on rolling. I thought that nigga was 70. This nigga 30.
Right. Sound like somebody grand.
Yeah.
I told Joe played the shit out of
it. Yeah, man, we was already here, man. The mother came and stole the shit. Yeah. Ain't no, you know, everybody know what it is.
That's damn. You everybody know white people is. Can really say walk in your trap and take over your trap.
Damn right.
They did it
everywhere they fucking went.
Walking your trap and take over your
trap. Them motherfuckers went to Africa, took everything, and now they saying, goddamn, they being ran out.
Walking your trap and take over your
trap. Did you talk about some scammers?
Is that a scam?
Shit, yeah. Them motherfuckers coming over here getting money.
That's just blatant lies and takeover. They ain't even a scam. They just deboed that shit.
Yeah. Man, Trump and Trump goddamn.
Now scam. You got white refugees over here.
Y'all welcome.
You're come trying on. To get back to it.
Man.
I'm still trying to figure out the real deal about that guy in what country is that? I know you probably seen it. The guy, he like a army general or whatever.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Whatever they on, he ain't with it.
Yeah.
And y'all come over here with that shit if you want it. Y'all gonna have some fucking problems.
He
ain't having that shit, cuz. He ain't with it. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Let me tell you something. I feel what he doing, but I don't know. Cause sometimes them dictator dudes, it'll seem like they be doing shit, but then they got like, they be cutting people's heads off and all kind of crazy shit behind the scenes or whatever. So I don't know. But if everything he doing on the up and up, he need to be quiet.
Right. Yeah,
cause they gonna send somebody to kill him. They gonna make civil unrest.
Mm-hmm. They gonna send somebody to kill him.
And then
it'd
be somebody, they gonna take him out.
Well, you know how they do.
Nigga, that was a part of they even talked about that in the Black Panther movie.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
They send motherfucker to take the kill the head off the snake.
Yeah. Mm. So just be quiet.
Just it's be hard, quiet. Man, because some niggas just can't take that. Like, can't take so much of this shit, man.
But I'm saying, like, just be quiet about the accomplishments you're doing over there. Sometimes you don't want to.
Oh, yeah, because they coming.
Because when USA hear about some, oh, y'all got what over there?
Oh, we coming to get that.
Oh, y'all got child labor? We need a little bit of that child labor. Just saying the truth. Just saying some of these people over there. Yeah, but I still got to find out more about that guy.
You see Nike announced that their price is about to go up a little bit?
Yeah.
It should. So I did this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So, like, when we was in high school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I already know where you're going.
Jordans was $149.
No, nigga. We was.
Plus taxes.
They was $129.
Well, I know my senior
eighth
year.
Eighth grade.
I know.
They was $149.
Senior year.
So
Jordans, by the end of senior year, there was $149. $158 mm-hmm. and some change with mm-hmm. tax, right? So I did the math, and I was like, well, based on inflation, Jordans in the store should be like $270.
Mm-hmm.
Based on inflation, they should be about between $250 and $270.
Mm-hmm.
Retail.
Yeah.
But they still $199, $200, whatever, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, so they behind. They stay low based on inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So them going up on the price, I ain't really.
Yeah.
I ain't really.
They going up on price, all this shit.
Nike, all that.
Mm-hmm.
By how much?
They didn't say. Like, but this time it's because of
it's like 20%.
Oh, the tariffs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's 20% or something.
Yeah, some shit like that.
So 120%.
$100 pair of shoes cost
it's like $5 extra.
It ain't gonna be.
Yeah, 20% ain't $20. 20% is $5. That ain't bad.
Yeah. But still, like I remember when Air Force Ones was $69.99.
Right. Now they what?
Shit, a fucking shell toe.
Either 89 or 99.
A shell toe out of this world.
The high tops 130. So the mids 100.
Man, shell toe.
And the lows would be 90.
I just bought a pair of low top Air Force Ones.
They was 90, 97, 20.
Close to it. It was in shell the 80s, 90s. More
than, yeah, shell, but they done revamped them. And I got to get some too because I saw old head with them joints on last. Two old heads had them shits on last week. I was like, God damn it.
How much a shell toe?
$100.
$100. I remember when them shits was
$59.99.
Yeah. Yeah, but and I mean, also, it comes with.
They
you
won't
know,
even put them on the half off sale no more.
Yeah, either. Oh, no. You're
they used to.
Because after they revamped them, they I don't know what they did to them, but the white on them supposed to stay white longer.
Oh.
Because, you know, I got a pair right now that I bought 3-4 years ago. Them shits yellow as a motherfucker. Nigga, my threes turned yellow.
I don't buy threes.
The OG threes that came out 2 years ago, the front of them joints, yellow.
Mm.
And nigga, I was so fucking blown. That's why I'm trying to get. I want to get another the pair that just dropped in the last 6 months.
Some came out yesterday. What shoes came out yesterday?
The Cement Fours.
Cement Fours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude came to work with them yesterday.
Yeah. Shoe was sad. That's what we call it.
Why?
Wear shoes
for. No, he didn't wear them. He just brought them in.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But the niggas had them on yesterday at the beach.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas walk around with shoes. Shoe was sad. Mm-hmm. But they don't care.
No.
Yeah. I'm different about my sneaker.
I had on some sixes that came out in 2012. Mm. The Olympic sixes.
Mm-hmm.
I had them on. And the dude was like, oh, you got some new sneakers?
Yeah.
I said, this shit was 15 years old, cuz.
Yeah, right. Man. Niggas don't keep that shit. They don't give up.
You got to wear your shoes though. Cause if
you got to, because if you don't, them shit's gonna dry up.
Yeah. Or the glue. The glue gonna come apart.
But shout out to your cousins.
Where?
They can put it back together.
Soul Touch. You took some of
them? Not yet. I'm lining them up.
They got a place in Charlotte.
I'm lining them up.
They got a place in Charlotte and Columbia. They had a place in Columbia. I don't know if they still do Columbia.
I'm lining them up. I saw them. They came across my shit. I was like, I got a few pair I need.
Straight up.
I took like.
But that'll stop me. If I do that, that'll keep me from buying them again. Like, I got 3 pair of fucking orange and blue Bo Jacksons in my crib that's not fucked up. It's just that the white part on the bottom turned yellow.
I don't mind the shoe turning yellow.
Shit, I do.
As long as it in shape.
Yeah.
Because if somebody see your shoe yellow and they in shape, they know you just had them for a long time.
Yeah. But I don't like that. Because see, and they started putting that shit on there intentionally.
Yeah. I
they
see,
did these like that.
See, I don't like, if I see some Bo Jackson's and somebody just got them,
mm-hmm.
I don't respect them the same as I see it. Like, if you wore yours with the yellow on it, I'd be like, oh, he had them for a while.
Right.
And they still look good.
Because I got the orange and I got the dolphin colorway. I got the South Beach colorway. I got the black, burgundy, and orange Digicamo joints. And I got three or four pair of the fucking...
Is that your favorite shoe?
Mm-hmm.
It I must is. Agree to
the orange. The orange and blue, my favorite colorway.
That's a comfortable motherfucker.
I like the shoe.
You think they're comfortable?
Fuck yeah.
That and the Jordan 5s.
Your favorite shoe?
Probably my favorite. Well, the 3s, but I got more 5s than anything.
I got
more. I like the high top shit.
I got so many 6s. Like they go, like the, they about as tall as me.
Yeah, and the tone, that 3M shit. So I love that, you know.
Oh.
And the grape's about to drop again, so I definitely got to get me a pair of those. Because I bought the last ones, and they OG'ing them this time. So
I got one pair of 5s, but they just feel like they look big.
So you got to know how to rock them. But see, that's why I like high-top sneakers. Like, I got the Billy Holes at the crib.
The Billy Holes?
Mm-hmm. The David Robinson shits. No.
Oh, the Nike Dog Flights.
Yeah. I got them shits at the Command Force.
Well, I mean, the toe box feel look like it, like,
oh, yeah.
It look like it big. Look, you look down, it look big. So
oh, no.
Like a clown shoe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My foot wide anyway, so.
On me, I don't know about.
Yeah.
But when other people wear the 3s or the 4s or the 5s,
yeah,
it don't look.
I'm going to wear my Billy Holes next time I come and record.
Go right ahead.
I am. I paid $100 for them joints. It's just $200.
I'm trying to think of my favorite shoe. Other than 6s, I don't know.
I got plenty of other shoes, like Huaraches. I love Huaraches.
Barkley got a lot of them I like. Mm-hmm. I done had a few pair of Barkley.
Yeah,
Barkley got, ones.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry to take you off topic.
Nah, you good. Let everybody know where they can find you. Wally, let everybody know where they can find you.
You're hanging out with these guys.
Okay. Straight to the point. Jones, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Boy Jones, man. Y'all can catch me on Music Jones Podcast every Tuesday on all platforms. JP Jones 81 on Instagram, the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram. And appreciate you having us on today, bro.
You got that killer music.
Thank y'all for stepping in too. I appreciate y'all.
Oh shit, we enjoyed it. Yeah, like I said, it's my first time in about a month, so I'm glad I was able to come and help you out, brother.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening. Elle will be back next week. I don't know about Corey. I know she went to New York.
I like that shirt, brother.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lil' Cub.
Shout out to Cub.
X-Man.
Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Check us out on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show and on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. At any rate, it's your boy B-Eazy, and we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Wherever you at, this is the DJ Blaze Show.